Police President Petrolese dropped a political bombshell on Thursday, revealing that over a week ago he was repeatedly called by the finance minister over an ongoing police investigation into the Casa military plane purchase. Speaking before the Security Committee on Thursday, Mr. Lessi made clear he considered the calls at best highly inappropriate, if not a direct attempt at intimidation. The minister himself has denied any wrongdoing, while the opposition has already called for his head. Jan Wellinger has the details.
A political storm has once again swept up the Czech political scene, again over the controversial Casa plane purchase, with Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek at the center. Mr. Kalousek, who has criticized the police investigation in the case and who has defended the former defense minister who oversaw the deal, Vlasta Parkanova, with unexpected verve, called the police president Petr Lessi on July the 4th. Reportedly, Mr. Kalousek criticized steps taken by police and also made questionable remarks that prompted the police president to cut the conversation off. Mr. Kalousek then called back twice, apparently to soften his previous statements, stressing they had not been meant personally. Whether the finance minister intended to intimidate the police president will now be investigated. But simply the fact that the minister called at all, say some observers, was highly inappropriate. Vladimira Dvořáková is a well-known political analyst.
It's very difficult to say what was the phone call about and whether it was intimidation or not. But there is no any reason why the Minister of Finance is to call to President of Police. There is no reason for that, and no common citizen can do that. So I think this is not acceptable at all, because we can understand it as an attempt to influence the investigation of the CASA purchase. And it's not the first case, and all the speeches of Mr. Kalousek and all his presentations in last days shows that he's extremely nervous about this purchase or investigation of this purchase. And I think that his behavior is really not acceptable in any democratic state.
Members of the opposition Social Democrats, meanwhile, have wasted no time calling for Kalousek's removal from office. Social Democrat Lubomír Zaorálek is a deputy head of the Chamber of Deputies.
There is only one answer, especially since the Prime Minister just recently warned Mr. Kalousek over a similar incident. The only answer is to recall him from his post.
The Prime Minister has made clear he is taking the situation very seriously, but that he will wait for the General Inspection of the Security Forces to investigate before he takes a final decision. At the same time, on Thursday, he laid the burden of proof with the police president, Lessi, questioning why the police head, after receiving the calls, had not contacted him or Interior Minister Jan Kubice immediately. That means, for the time being, the finance minister will likely be able to stand his ground. In the case of the phone calls to Lessi, he did say in a statement on Thursday that if there was a shred of evidence of wrongdoing, he would leave his post, and he added that the police president should do the same if he failed to provide proof. All this adds up to a curious week in the Czech political arena, where Mr. Kalousek, with surprising relentlessness, has defended former defense minister Vlasta Parkanova in the CASA case. She was stripped of parliamentary immunity, paving the way for prosecution over the military plane deal. At the heart of the controversy is the fact that during her term as minister, she failed to commission an expert assessment of the order, which critics charge cost the Czech Republic an estimated 500 million crowns, more than the planes were worth.
And it's time for today's business news.